Hello, Internet. What's going on? I'm here to talk about something that is relatively bothering me in the Linux space. Not even just the Linux space, but the encryption space, the computer space, the data space, whatever you want to call it. But the online space, nonetheless. One of these big articles floating around on the Internet right now, made by Ars Technica and a few other people like the Washington Post, etc., has pointed out that the UK demands Apple to break encryption to allow government spying worldwide. The United Kingdom issued a secret order requiring Apple to create a backdoor for government security officials to access encrypted data. The Washington Post reported today, citing people familiar with the matter. UK security officials demand that Apple creates a backdoor allowing them to retrieve all the content any Apple users worldwide has to upload to the cloud. The report says the British government undisclosed order issued last month requires a blanket capability to view fully encrypted material, not merely assistance in cracking a specific account, and has no known precedent in major democracies. Apple and many privacy advocates have pretty much repeatedly criticized the government demands for backdoors in encrypted systems, saying they would harm security and privacy for all users, which I agree with. Backdoors developed for government use would inevitably be exploited by criminals, hackers, and other governments. Security experts have made this point. I do agree with them on that. You can't make a backdoor and make it only exploitable for you. An exploit is an exploit. It is agnostic. Apple opposed the UK's snooping powers, based of them actually. They might have other reasons. I still don't trust Apple on a lot of things, and I think that I don't think that they're necessarily any more private than anyone else. You're just trusting Apple with your data, but I'm glad that they took this stance. It's very based of them, very cool. But now to pivot and have another discussion. This is why you should also encrypt your data yourself. Find a well-vetted, known encryption algorithm, encrypt your data, and upload it to the cloud if you want. Cryptomator is fucking free, I think. yeah, Cryptomator is free, as in freedom and open source. I believe they do have a price donation where lifetime license for $20. That is crazy. And if you do not trust Apple's encryption, you can get it on iOS. You can get a $20. Works with iCloud Drive, Dropbox, Google Drive, OneDrive, pCloud, Box, WebDAV, and S-Base Cloud Storage. Fully integrated into the file app, unlock vaults with Face ID and Touch, no accounts, no data shared. Same thing with across the board. This is why you should encrypt it yourself. Can I avoid big tech? Yeah, Pearson, yeah, blah, blah, blah. They have, some frequently asked questions. And the good thing is, then you don't have to trust Apple. You don't have to trust big tech. You encrypted it yourself. Secure your data, open source solutions, at a fair price. Whether it's personal use, Cryptomator, or team collaboration. Make strong password, take your vault, encrypt it, send it to the cloud. That is the best thing you can do for yourself, is to encrypt your own data. If you do not want to do a cloud solution, there is Veracrypt. Veracrypt is free and open source disk encryption. They make volumes. You have somewhat plausible deniability. It's free and open source. Encryption for Windows, Mac, OS, Linux. It's not as portable, I believe, and I don't think it's cloud friendly. But it's a virtual encrypted disk with a file and a mount as a real disk. It encrypts an entire partition or storage device, such as a UBS flash drive or hard drive. It encrypts the partition of a drive where Windows is installed. Encryption is automatic, real-time, on the fly, and transparent. parallelization and pipelining allow data to be read and write as fast as if the drive was not encrypted. Encryption can be hardware accelerated on modern processors, provides plausible deniability in cases of an adversary forces you to reveal the password with hidden volumes, steganography, and hidden operating systems. Very based. You can have some good plausible deniability, which we all love. Plausible deniability. If you're a crypto, if you're a Veracrypt hater, you can use my favorite, PicoCrypt. I can now kind of recommend this because I'm an encryption expert. Just kidding. I can actually recommend this because before, they did not have a security audit. And it kind of sucked. So I don't know if I ever really recommended it to anyone. If I did, I would probably put a disclaimer like, hey, they haven't been audited. So you know. But the beautiful community has donated enough dolans to PicoCrypt, a simple and secure file encryption for everyone. You have command line, the app, it's written in Go. Rust would be better. Just kidding. Rust enjoyer, Go hater. FlatHub web, and you can host the web interface for PicoCrypt. Storage, GUI, main thread. I mean, all they even goes as far as telling you to host the web interface for PicoCrypt yourself. Like, he goes pretty based in it. It's very small. You got paranoid mode, compress the files, read Solomon, and I'll explain that in a second. Pretty much, read Solomon is a very useful if you're planning to archive important data on a cloud provider or an external medium for a long time. If checked, PicoCrypt will use the read Solomon error correction code and add 8 extra bytes for every 128 bytes of data to prevent file corruption. This means up to 3% of your file can be corrupt, and PicoCrypt will still be able to correct the errors and decrypt the files with no corruption. Of course, your files corrupts very badly, you drop your hard drive, PicoCrypt won't be able to fully recover your files. But it'll try its best to recover what it can. Know this option will slow down the encryption and decryption speed significantly. This is just for long-term storage. Deniability, it's got PicoCrypt volumes typically follow an easy recognizable head format. If you want to hide them, you have that option. Recursive, if you want to encrypt or decrypt large set of files individually, this option will tell PicoCrypt to go through every recursive file that you drop in. The security has been audited, I believe, finally, by Radically Open Security. Privacy guys for listing, now they endorse it. A lot of people have donated to this, which is awesome. He was actively developing. He accepted donations, but now PicoCrypt is completed and the production ready. There's no need anymore. Instead, take your time and efforts to share the love of PicoCrypt with others. Donations are nice, but being able to help others is a lot more valuable than just be fair dollars. Knowing that PicoCrypt is helping people secure their files is plenty enough for me. Very beautiful. Very based person. Very awesome. It uses XCHA20 cipher and the Aragon 2 key derivation function to provide high level of security, even from the three-letter agencies like the NSA. Privacy and security is under attack. Take it back with confidence, protecting your files. Based GUI. They pretty much tell you, like, the reasons. Completely open source, audible, you can verify it yourself. PicoCrypt is also tiny. It's 3 megabytes, which is crazy. This man hates bloat, and that's why I love it. A bloat hater as well, and small footprint enjoyer, I approve. Now, these are all free and open source. You have Cryptomator, you have PicoCrypt, you have 7-Zip GUI, Veracrypt, BitLocker, and he gives like a really good comparison on what they have, what they don't have. Damn, 7-Zip's only 2 megabytes. Based! both are easy. It's like, he just goes through, like, the encryption process, like, and the ease of use, the cipher, the key duration. Aragon 2 apparently is one of the best. Data integrity, though. Always. Deniability? No. Compression? They all compress. Telemetry? None. Unknown. BitLocker? I don't know. If you want to do BitLocker, you're more than welcome to. It's better to just encrypt your shit than not. But I would say do it yourself. Do it. Just take the time and do it yourself. This is such an important aspect of maintaining your privacy. This is why we have secure end-to-end encrypted messaging apps that encrypt your data and encrypt your messages, like Signal and Threema and like XYZ, like insert other person here. When we take the step to protect and preserve our privacy in well-known, not even cryptographically, but mathematically, at this time in 2025, proven ways to protect our data, we need to do it ourselves. I think one of the best things you can do is not only encrypt your files, but make sure you're using end-to-end encrypted forms of email, end-to-end encrypted forms of Signal, because there's going to be one day where you're not, it's going to either be broken or it's going to get worse. It's going to, like, it's like you're, the thing is, you're, it's not about as much as, it's not about as much as you have anything to hide, because you do. You have things to hide that are important. Your friends have things to hide that they confide you in and tell you that are important. And those things they're entrusting you with, that you will keep them hidden and secret. And it might affect them. It might not affect you, but it might affect them. And that's how I look at it. If I had the ability to make sure that I'm safeguarding my the other person's secrets in a safe, secure manner as possible, I think that it is our duty to do that. When they're entrusting you digitally, you should take that into consideration. It's not just about you, it's about everyone. The more people that use end-to-end encrypted apps in true end-to-end encrypted formats, the better and more secure and privacy we obtain in society. It's not always going to be easy, it's not always going to be fun, and it's not always going to be the most thrilling. I want life to be so boring in the hacker space and the cybersecurity space that I run out of shit to talk about, that it gets that good, that people are starting to use password managers, they're starting to use Signal, they're starting to not trust these big tech companies that just want your data and just, they want it to sell it. They don't use it for analytics. They don't use it to make their user experience just better. They do it because they sell it. That's their only intentions. Otherwise, they wouldn't be collecting a goober amount of information about you. Like a goober, gobs and gobs amount of unnecessary information that they don't need. Like, what do you need this for? How does this change your analytics? Look, we get that analytics can be important for app development, but it's not anonymized and it's asking for way too much. I think that is somewhat of a problem. Now, what I would do is go home, get your phone, get your laptop, whatever device you want, and go do Cryptomator. Download, it's free, it doesn't cost you anything. Or PicoCrypt, and test it with one folder. Like, you already have Google Drive. Say you don't like have like Proton or 2Denota as your storage, or Mega, and all these cloud providers are like, hey, we do the encryption for you. Why trust them? Get a Cryptomator, do one file, and encrypt all your data locally with the client-side encryption, access files securely using a vault password, keep your files safe, regardless of storage location. Boom. Just do a very simple test. Now I will give some options out there. There is a company called Trezorit. Apparently, it's end-to-end encrypted. It's secure file exchange, collaboration made easy. It's one of them out there. They say it's secure cloud, store, sync, and share, e-sign, documents, whatever, treasure, email encryption, share confidential information. You can just do PGP key yourself. You don't really need to. I've heard pretty good information about them. Their plan is relatively inexpensive. And then I think there's Mega, they say they say they encrypt it. I mean, you got so many options. You got pCloud, it's secure, it's proprietary. You could just do Nextcloud if you want to be based. If you want to be based, you should do Nextcloud and just host it yourself in your house. Get a NAS. I don't know if they're probably not open source. They're probably proprietary. Close, they're paid, and they're proprietary. They are end-to-end encrypted. I think as long as the apps are... Well, as long as the encryption's open and the apps would be open source, it'd be better. Or there's Phylon. Phylon is a cutting-edge cloud storage provider that offers client-side end-to-end encrypted zero-knowledge encryption. I don't know what the fuck the zero... The zero-knowledge encryption, it seems like just a marketing term at this point. Everyone says it. I have to dig deeper into that. But Phylon is free, as in freedom, freemium, and open source. I like that. I like that it's open source. I've never used any of these products. I just host everything locally. I am trying to find a good external backups option. I don't really trust a lot of these cloud providers, and I don't want to spend the money. I'm cheap. There's Proton Drive. I think you have to get their like visionary plan. It's like $10 though. So you get a VPN, 500 gigs of storage. I think that's pretty decent. But they give you free for like 5 gigs. There's Box. Proprietary though. pCloud, proprietary. Mediafire. Mediafire just seems like they just steal your data. Mediafire just sounds like an absolute terrible company. I don't know why. I could be. You got cFile. It's open source and it's self-hostable. Spider Oak. I came across them once. And then Hudik. Hudik is a lightweight, secure, self-hostable cloud storage solution. If you want the cloud storage solution part, like if you want the free and open source, I would go with Phylon. I don't think that their pricing is super expensive either. I just like that they commit to free and open source. Their pricing is annually 200 gigs for $20 a month. It's not bad. I mean, but they give you 10 gigs of storage for free. That's a little sus to me. But they might be doing that like, hey, 10 gigs is nothing. We know if they like it. You know what I'm saying? You could do a lifetime, starter lifetime for $30, and you get 100 gigs, zero knowledge technology, syncing, network drive. I mean, $30 for a lifetime, that's not bad. The max you can get, though, is 100 gigs. $30, though. If you just want 100 gigs of, I think I'm reading that. Yeah. If you just want 100 gigs, lifetime, that's not bad. It gives you, like, pretty much everything. They have starter free, starter annually, and starter lifetime. The only problem with lifetime is, what if these companies go out? I mean, free and open source kind of helps that a little bit. But, like, it's, I don't know. That doesn't mean they can't close source and make it impossible to... But their lifetime plans... I like when companies do lifetime plans. I just get nervous. Look what happened to Adobe. They offer various lifetime plans, no subscription fees, and provides unlimited usage. It's very nice. What happens if they run out of storage space? Why do you guys offer free? Nothing's free. You are the product. I'm just a little skeptical. They are free and open source, though, which is something that kind of... The secure chat, though, I don't like that. Notes is fine. Yeah, I don't know. I think this is something to... I think it's something to think about. Like, put in your notes. They have a GitHub page, very based, zero knowledge end-to-end encryption. It's free and open source. I think there's another one. There's called something Ente. That's for really pictures. Ente? Yeah. Ente. I think this guy also did something interesting. Like, I saw, like, an interview. They give you 5 gigs free. Again, I don't understand the free part. It's like nothing is free, but honestly, two terabytes for $20 a month, that's pretty solid. That's why I'm a little sussy on the lifetime plans. When companies offer it, I'm afraid they're just gonna go out of business or something. Most businesses fail, I think. Yeah, apparently Ente is completely open source, including the servers, the same code we use for own server. So apparently you can self-host Ente. Wow, based of them, actually. Very based. And you can... Nice. Wow. This is actually super awesome. Ente is actually based. They're going to be considered the most based. Apparently, you can self-host Ente. Oh, that's awesome. I love when companies allow you to do this. Because this whole argument... This is going to be a rant, but... This whole argument that... If somebody's allowed to self-host my product or, like, proprietary software, it's going to make it where they don't want to get it from me. That's a bunch of bullshit. You can fix a lot of stuff yourself, but we still call professionals all the time. We still don't want to go through the headache. That's all it is. Like, people, like, genuinely don't want to always do everything themselves. It takes a lot of time. I mean, when I first started self-hosting, I was doing it on a DigitalOcean droplet, and I was like, God, I don't like spending this kind of money. And it was only, like, $5. And I had like a couple referrals, like where it was like free for like I pretty much had like 6 months of referrals, so I had thinking. But just to throw out there, I did get annoyed with the cost, and I was like, I got a server, I can just help self-host everything myself. But I wouldn't expect everyone to do that. But go get a Raspberry Pi and start self-hosting. You'll love it. You'll think it's based and fun. I think that we need to move in the direction of that. Now that my rant is done, some final notes to go off on. I think that it would be good to set up three things and think about this for a minute. An RSS feed that, or just any news email, something that respects your privacy, and have it deliver with notifications on very important news involving stuff like this. Like, Ars Technica is good, the EFF is good, a lot of these really privacy security centric blogs that aren't like clickbaity and cringy and terrible. Second, test out encrypting one thing and do it for like a couple months. Just encrypt one file, one thing, and keep track of it, and then encrypt two things, encrypt three things. And then download one end-to-end encrypted messaging app and convince one friend to use it. You don't have to go schizoid mode. You don't have to go crazy. Or if you're already using Signal, try to get one person just to use Signal with you. And don't even go into the privacy and security aspect of it. Just say, hey, it has groups. We can do FaceTime, live chat, whatever. But also, we can have disappearing messages. I mean, or if they're an iPhone user, be like, hey, we can finally FaceTime. You know, we can make calls. It's endless opportunities of why you should set privacy and security boundaries. Like, hey, if you're not going to use Signal, I just won't text you. Not everyone has to do that, but that's what's worked for me. But get one person. Try to download one encrypted app, like app that does the encryption, whether it be Veracrypt, PicoCrypt, 7-Zip, BitLocker, whatever. Encrypt a folder, maybe a set of files, something, and keep track of it, maintain it, and realize that it's not that difficult. I would say Cryptomator is your best, because then you can actually start encrypting all your photos and everything. And no matter what cloud provider you have, whatever you're comfortable with. I mean, Google's not going anywhere. So if you feel really comfortable from Google's perspective, get Cryptomator, put all your files in there, do not lose the master password, and send them up into the cloud. And then you should have a little bit more peace of mind knowing that you made this decision to maintain your privacy. So if Google's servers ever get breached or blah, 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 well, we can't see the contents. It's encrypted. It doesn't matter. And it's vetted. That's the most important part. In 2025, you have to make that clear, because they might go to a better and more stronger encryption algorithm in the future. There might be something better or powerful, more powerful, that needs to be made. This is something that's constantly changing and evolving. And then I recommend move to an encrypted email provider if you don't have that option. There's a way that you can do encrypt. There's a way you can encrypt Gmail, like your emails, like with PGP. There, you can do Tutanota, Prevail. I think it's Prevail. Simple encrypted email and file collaboration. I think that, like, yeah. It's like a third party. It allows you to encrypt your inbox or something. I know there's some options out there. I did look at this a long time ago for some reason. And then, or you can just encrypt it yourself, like with PGP. You can encrypt your stuff with PGP encryption and then send it. It's there's clean email. Like, these are recommendations. I don't know them, but do your research. And it's kind of nice. It's nice to have this option if you want the privacy moments. It's kind of cringe. Like, there's some stuff on there I wouldn't recommend. But if you want, you can do PGP encryption, encrypt it yourself with your PGP keys. You can use that in Thunderbird's email client with Gmail, which I would recommend. If you are emailing someone back and forth, you should just exchange your keys. If it has to be on email, by the way. obviously you should just use fucking Signal. But if they're like, no, we got to do email or whatever still for whatever reason, do that. Encrypt your own email. That's the point. I think that that's one of the best things you can do. And I hope you guys learn something. Encrypt everything. Fuck the NSA. And I'll see you guys in the next one.